Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Magnets. Hey, pipe down. We're trying to show how do they work.
Magnets. How do they work?
What am I sitting here with the ICP?
I'll be vibing the shit.
They have a, I think it was a B-side, a song called I Don't Care.
Okay.
And one of the bands I was in covered that as a heavy metal tune.
Okay.
And so it was really weird to do an obscure ICP tune that even ICP fans were like, what song is this? The hardcore ones knew,
yep.
But only after they recognized the lyrics, because the melody we put to it had to be... It wasn't really altered, but it was guitar, bass, and drums instead of, like, keyboards and bass and
We've got to get the AI to do all of ICP albums, in like, country and western.
Both kinds of music?
Both kinds of music.
Country and western?
And western.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's...
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, man. We've talked about shiny badges don't grant extra rights. We talked about our opinions on the man Judge Joseph LaPlante. We've talked about how New Hampshire is the second happiest state in the U.S.
We mentioned it. I don't think we got into...
Yeah, there was a study done. New Hampshire ranked number two as happiest. This is on top of...
Yeah, we haven't talked about it.
This is on top of New Hampshire recently.
Well, I was curious as to why North Dakota was number one.
Recently, and again, New Hampshire was rated the number one in economic freedoms by the Fraser Institute.
Okay, well, that's different than that.
So between the two, like, New Hampshire is continuously rating high. There's another report that comes out, I think, the first quarter of next year. It's not the Fraser Institute.
Well, the Cato Institute does the freedom in the 50 states, and that one's out. And that's personal and economic freedom.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And just economic.
And the Fraser
we covered the Fraser one is just economic.
Right.
But they did the entire North America. Okay. So not only are we beating New York, but we're beating Alberta.
And we're beating Mexico.
I think the Fraser Institute's a Canadian.
Right. So if you wanted to go to Mexico for economic freedom, you're going the wrong way.
We've also talked a bit about Bitcoin, the use and history of it, and the Lightning Network. We've taken some of your calls. We've been teasing this story about the New Year's nightmare. What is the IRS up to? Well, this is what they're up to. The IRS targets gig workers and is sending 30 million new tax forms out to Americans who have made a side income of more than $600.
What a low bar to set that at.
From activities like online selling or freelance work.
Well, and with inflation what it is, it's a bar that's getting lower all the time.
That's by design.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, well, you know, it'll only be for people who have a lot of money, say $2 whole, you know.
Real quick, a new IRS tax on gig workers would result in additional documentation that will create confusion among individual taxpayers.
So they already know.
Yeah, as the agency does not have any centralized leadership, quote unquote, to deal with the expansion, according to a watchdog. This article is from...
What happened to the 78,000 new agents they were hiring?
The Epic Times. Starting this year... A new IRS rule required that third-party payment networks, PayPal, Venmo, Amazon, Square, and others of that like, issue a form 1099-K whenever a user receives more than $600 in gross sales from goods and service transactions in a single year. Previously, that threshold was over $20,000 in a year.
As it should be for gig work, if anything. Not that it should exist, but it should not be $600.
Yeah.
You sell, like, one painting on Etsy, and all of a sudden, like, a whole new form to fill out? Like, yeah. Come on.
I put out an EP recently, 3 songs. That's for sale over on Bandcamp.com.
You're going to get it from
I'm
Bandcamp.
Selling T-shirts on Amazon.
You're going to get one from Amazon.
So, yeah, this is a concern for me.
How dare you make over $50 in a single month?
I hope you made over $600 each.
I hope I didn't. After reading this article, I'm like, man. As a result, many taxpayers who
never... And what a disincentive for gig work, based on your response right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, I don't want to fill out new forms. I just won't do this thing that could make
no,
me money.
We want you to have one job that we assign you and you do for your life.
Fortunately, I had the advantage of selling my EP, doing the EP release party at Porkfest and Forkfest.
Okay.
I did it actually at Forkfest. It was Porkfest Eve the night before, so it was the Sunday night of Fork, and then Monday was Porkfest. So I did it that night, Sunday night, had, 30 or so people packed into that military tent that we set up in.
Okay.
Played the music videos, answered, did a little Q&A kind of thing, and then sold a bunch of EPs and T-shirts for, stuff that isn't running through PayPal, Venmo, or Amazon, for example.
I remember at one point having a conversation with my stepmom, and she was very smug. It's like, well, that's why I accept barter payments. I went,
and she has every right to be smug about that.
Yeah.
Well, no, because there's a form on the IRS website or whatever where you have to declare barter payments for fair market value. You still have to. They require you to claim it.
But I don't know what fair market value is. What if I choose a different source for fair market value than them?
Here's the other
thing. In fact, what if I just decide that the best possible source for the fair market value of that is me pulling it out of my behind?
On the
fine, but it's in the documentation.
Well, then wouldn't you know it never gets over $600 a year.
On the topic of. Well, all of the things that I like to talk about when it comes to governments, there's yet another government agency involved. And, of course, we know how these government agencies are typically named. Usually it's the opposite of what it is they're trying to do, right? So, I don't know. So, the new thing gets passed. The Patriot Act, the least patriotic thing ever, right? When they create these things, the Department of Internal Revenue Service does anything but service their department internally.
Yeah.
It's all external, and it's not really servicing. It's thieving. At any rate,
and sometimes they'll tell you what they'll be direct about it, but not the same way. Like division of children and families. We like to divide children from their families.
You'll get a kick out of this one. As a result, many taxpayers who have never received Form 1099-K in the past will receive them this year, according to a November 15th report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office.
They hold the government accountable.
They do no such thing. No, they hold everybody else accountable to the government. They do nothing to hold the
government. Well, what was I telling you earlier? We are the government. See? It says so right there.
It says this could exacerbate confusion amongst taxpayers such as gig workers who may not understand the taxability of their payments and taxes owed. Gosh,
good.
I wonder why they wouldn't understand it. Maybe because it's theft.
Start taking crypto or cash.
Yeah. All right, we can talk more about this. There's more to this article, but we've got callers holding, so...
Let's go to the callers.
Let's go to, I believe this is Ricky in the Commonwealth. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you there, Brother Captain. Brother Richie, Pequot's Mountain there. Good evening.
I'm getting pretty good at imitating Ricky there, huh?
No doubt. I'm going to get into that stuff with Crichton, but I did want to say something. You said about shiny badges. Now, I will say, yes, shiny badges do not give you any special privilege. But I will say, as I hold up
it's definitely not the badges. They do have special privileges.
They do give you special privileges. They just don't grant rights. So having that FBI badge gives you all kinds of privileges. You just have no right to do what you're doing.
As I was saying before I was interrupted, as I hold up my left hand with a $2 bill in it, and I am wearing my battle flag, I swear to tell the truth. Now, that being said...
Battle flag, boxer briefs.
Excuse me?
I said battle flag, boxer briefs.
But first of all, before... Now, thanks for interrupting me, Richie. But that left hand, that...
Reaching
that
into the battle flag, boxer briefs.
That's about honor. And if you don't understand it, Richie, check out things in Pennsylvania. I'm sure the captain
I'd rather not.
Well, it's about our law, the Constitution of Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in 1968. Oh, by the way, Captain, get that ready.
You do know that Pennsylvania was generally part of the Union during the conflict, right?
Excuse me, but we're a pre-association, Richie. Unlike New Hampshire, we have a non-interference rule by the federal government for the people in the land. If we wouldn't have got that caveat, we never would have ratified.
I'm just saying, you raised the battle flag, but they were part of the Union. Pennsylvania in general is known as a Union state.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
Pecos?
Yeah, Pennsylvania is known as a Union state. As contrasted to a Confederate state.
Pennsylvania. If you don't like it, ask our governor.
I don't need to. I've consulted the history
books.
Well,
you know what? Well, you know what? You better learn about history. Now,
I did. Said Pennsylvania is a Union state.
Pennsylvania is not a state, and it's a pre-association as part of the Union.
Okay.
Now, thank you.
They fought for the Union in the Civil War.
As I was saying, is this the Richie Rich show?
I mean, if you want to call
I mean,
in,
it's one third. Yeah.
From time to time, he does sort of try to, you know, dominate the conversation.
I guess one third. Well, one third's not.
This is my hour. Nine to ten is my hour to dominate the conversation. I held my tongue for 2 hours.
That left hand's about honor. I would know because I'm a man with honor, and I'm a Jeffersonian. I have my $2 bill. Now that being said, to those who understand, anyways, on to what Clayton was saying. One thing I will tell you, he's absolutely correct. Yahweh was wrong in what he did. And no, you see, they didn't conquer. Yahweh conquered for them. Now, that being said, you know,
who's Yahweh and how did he conquer for them?
Hey, listen, pal, it's Yahweh or the highway?
No doubt, no doubt. Captain knows it. Anyways, now that being said, let's talk about Yeshua. You know,
Josh from down the street?
Yeshua.
Different Josh.
Bless you.
Oh, okay.
The famous but not famous one.
Okay.
Like everyone right. knows yes, him, well, no one calls him by his
by
name.
The name of Jesus. Other people
they
know
call
him by
that.
The name of Jesus.
Yeah,
now, 30 days from now is December 25th. Now, one thing I will tell you.
His historical
now,
birthday.
That is not Jesus.
I know because I've had Christian relatives bake a cake that said, Happy Birthday, Jesus, on it. And we cut it on Christmas.
Well, that is not Jesus' birthday. Remember, they were running from Herod. Keep shut the hell up, Richard. You are a jackass sometimes, but I love you, nonetheless. Give Commonwealth a break. Maybe it's a little important. You didn't interrupt Crichton like that, because he would have just hung up on you.
Anyway. Crichton would have hung up on me?
No, most definitely.
Oh.
Anyways, 30 days from now is December 25th. Now, it's also known as the winter solstice, the oldest of all holidays. And it's not Yeshua or Jesus' birthday. They were running from the census. That's why they ran from Herod, too. You know, but they ran from this Roman census. Nobody knows his last name, either. Now, that being said, it's not Yeshua's birthday.
Bar-Joseph?
But I know whose it is. I know whose it is. Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Oh.
Now, that being said,
how do you know?
Say,
no, that's a fair question.
That's the day I was born there, Richie.
How do you know? You trust
what do
you
mean,
the government? You trust the government documents? You trust your parents?
In this case, yes.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with government documents. It has to do with my parents. Okay. Now, that being said.
As long as you trust me.
It would be kind of a weird gaslight for your parents to give you the wrong date of birth.
How would
See,
you
here's
know?
The, here's the difference
you would
between
never
you
know.
And you, Richie. Here's the difference between you and me, Richie.
It's a good point.
I
we got to start putting this stuff
up,
on the blockchain.
That means I have honor. And those who understand me hearing this understand that.
I mean, you say you have honor, but you're pitching facts as hearsay, or pitching hearsay as facts.
Well, okay, now you tell me, I don't know the name. Okay, what day were you born, Rich? You said you want to blow my call?
February 23rd, allegedly.
Okay, well, that's all right.
Allegedly,
I was born on December 25th, but I was, nonetheless. Now, that being said, my point is, if you look at Article I, Section 3 and 4, of the Constitution of Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in 1968. It's very fascinating. They go hand in hand. Now, even though you got Christians, they call themselves Christians, they can believe in a false religion. That's the one thing interesting about Google, where it actually tells the truth. If you ask them what the Trinity is, what all Christianity hangs on, they'll say, first thing they'll tell you it's false doctrine. Christians can't handle that. But you know what? It's called the truth. For a change, Google isn't lying.
It's called the truth.
It is. And you know what? People, as a Jeffersonian, hold my $2 bill, people can believe in anything they want, even if it's false.
And most religions do.
And under our Constitution, 3 and 4, Article 3 and 4, Article I uphold that right, and I honor it. But that's their choice. Doesn't make it any less false.
Well, we're surrounded by individuals who believe in falsehoods. Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, hey, you can believe in anything you want, including a false religion. And if they don't believe me, look at that date and start tracing it from the time around, I don't know what, 180 or so to 225. Look around that period in history, and they'll get their answer, you know. And look up Constantine and what he was doing, using Christianity as a tool for his new city, Constantinople. Now, Christians, you know...
Politicians using religion as a tool to empower themselves? No.
Yeah.
No, of course not. But one thing I will say about Christians, you see, they don't mean, most of them anyway, they don't mean to hurt other people, but they do. See, that's the problem I have, because Christians do hurt other people, and they're only doing what they're told by their hierarchy. Majority of them don't mean
that. I mean, the Crusades were pretty violent, so that seemed pretty deliberate. I said the Crusades were pretty violent, and that seemed pretty deliberate.
Well, I'm talking about modern day
Christians. Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah, I mean, these guys, you know.
And I mean, since you bring up the Crusades, there's a pretty good argument for that being defensive force against the jihad.
All right.
Well, you know, I mean, I got that left hand up for a reason. And, you know, shiny badges don't get special privileges. It's about honor. That's what it's about. Not the badge. The badge don't mean anything. It's about that honor with your left hand up. And if you're not honorable...
Okay, I got to ask, why does the left hand mean honor?
It's got to have a $2 bill in it as well.
Well, I'm a Jeffersonian. That's why I got a $2 bill in my hand. But in Pennsylvania, when you're sworn in, you hold up your left hand.
Really?
Huh. No doubt. I would know.
Wacky.
I would know that, brother. I'm sorry. Peakless Mountaineer. I'm sorry. I wouldn't mean that. Hopefully one day I can become.
I appreciate the attention to detail.
Well,
do you touch the Bible while raising your left hand when being sworn in?
Well, it doesn't sound like he puts much stock in that document.
No. That's not how it works, Peakless. You raise your left hand
Richie.
When you're sworn in.
Just raising your left hand?
One thing I'll tell you, Peakless, and Richie, and Captain, you know, when I announce my candidacy publicly, I am going to come with my campaign manager. I was going to come in early 18, but you know what? I got stopped where I disappeared for a while. But you know what? I'm blind now, so I need to travel with somebody, but my campaign manager, his name is Ricky also.
Another Ricky from the Commonwealth. But not the Ricky from the Commonwealth.
No, he's not Ricky from the Commonwealth. His first name is Ricky, though.
But he's not from the Commonwealth.
Ricky, the manager of Ricky of the Commonwealth.
Well, where is this correct. Ricky from, if not the Commonwealth?
Well, he is Ricky spelled different, R-I-C-K-E-Y.
Oh.
And he's not from the Commonwealth. Yes, he is, but that's my moniker.
Okay.
Maybe he can be Ricky of the Commonwealth. How about that?
Not every mouse named Mickey is Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
Well, you know what amazes me? After all these years,
really?
Nobody has dared steal my moniker.
Now you
know, which, well, I'm going to change. I mean, I'm going to change it.
But you presuppose that somebody would want to.
Well, you know,
there's not a lot of goodwill built into the moniker.
Well, you know what? I can't help sometimes when the bearer of bad news. Look at Thursday's predictions. I mean, I can't help it, but I think people deserve to know. I mean, I'm a high-level Gnostic. I do know, and I hope. You see, here's one thing I will tell you. The two organizations that have three-letter words, okay? Now, they're not inherently evil, despite things. There is good and bad in both, and I hope to those who heard me speak on Thursday, that they listen to Ricky from the Commonwealth's voice, that economic oblivion is a much better choice.
What are these three-letter organizations?
What's that?
What are these three-letter organizations?
And what's Bolivian economics have to do with
them? The ones that listen to this show, the FBI, and the other one, the CIA.
Oh, now, no, they are all bad by nature. Like, they cannot be good. It's impossible.
Way,
axiomatically.
You know what? They're more powerful than the president by necessity.
No doubt.
Now, that being said, seriously.
CIA proved it with JFK.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you about the level of power they have, but that they can be good. You cannot get good out of an organization that is based on bad, right?
But there are always those who are not part of that. Now, that being
said, they're not in the CIA or
very
FBI.
Important.
Yeah, sure. The 99% of the people that are either in the FBI, the CIA, the police force, the military, whatever, they give a really bad name to the 1% of people who are trying to get out.
Only one person. Now, stop a moment. Now, if they heard my voice on Thursday, my predictions will happen unless somebody starts World War III. Maybe they can hear my voice, and maybe they can stop that choice.
So the Gnostic all-knowing Ricky has caveats to his predictions.
Economic oblivion is a better choice. Now, one of two
then
things
World
is
War
III,
happen, definitely.
Richie. Hey, Richie, you want to bang a bet on that one come 2025? What do you bet, Commonwealth? He's a betting man.
What's the bet?
My predictions will come true.
I didn't hear your predictions. Yeah. I don't listen to the Thursday show.
I will tell you very simply. On July of 2025... oil prices will go sky high beyond biblical epic proportions. Number two, by the end of 2025, the dollar will fall. And by the end of the first quarter of 2026, this country will become a third world country. Now, these things must and
sounds
will
pretty reasonable to me, actually.
Well, if we're going to bet, I want more specifics on what sky-high biblical proportion means.
Yeah, you would need to put some numbers on that part, but yeah, I wouldn't bet against that.
Well, also,
we're going to bet against it in worthless dollars.
I will tell you. 8%.
That works. You bet your Bitcoin, I'll bet my dollars.
No, I'm going to bet them in dollars.
Well, wait a minute. Now, if you want
to
know,
that is a clever way to do that. Yeah.
If it goes down, he gets paid in worthless dollars. If he's wrong, I get paid in quality dollars.
Go ahead, Ricky. You got a minute.
If you want to know what sky high is, to the point where we couldn't handle it, and that 8% of
I need a number.
Trader Grit. Damn it. That's my minute, Peekless.
Yeah, Peekless.
He cannot tell the difference between
us. Stop talking, Peekless.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Now that, when I talk sky high to the point where we can't handle it going into the winter. Now, these three predictions will happen unless the United States starts World War III. And the players will be Russia, China, Iran, and ourselves. Now,
I'm not betting on anything with caveats.
Sorry, Ricky. Thank you for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160.
Yeah, no, all of that seems pretty reasonable. Like, that is a definite possibility.
It's a possibility.
That if there's no World War III, then the United States may cease to exist and the dollar will definitely be crashed.
More Free Talk Live is coming up. Stay tuned.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A woman on methamphetamines tried to open the emergency door on a plane 10 hours into a Korean Air flight. The flight was over the Pacific when the 26-year-old woman, high on the stimulant, became paranoid and agitated, ran to the emergency exit door and tried to force it open. Passengers say flight attendants wrestled her to the floor and restrained her. Airport police took her into custody when the plane landed safely several hours later. Cops reportedly had her tested and determined she was high on methamphetamine. It's apparently the third time this year that a passenger has tried to open an emergency door on a Korean flight. A project manager, Tavis Rogers, fired by Newmont Mining Corporation for missing a COVID-19 vaccination deadline, has filed a lawsuit alleging religious discrimination. Rogers, employed for 7 months, raised concerns about the vaccination requirement issued in November 2021. He sought permission to work remotely instead of getting vaccinated, but the lawsuit claims the company did not accommodate his request, leading to his termination. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Thank you for listening and tuning in to the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. If you're not familiar with our program, you can find out all about us over at freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain,
Pickless Mountaineer,
and Richie Rich.
Before we go on with the show, I have to say thank you to someone named Prometheus. Prometheus is...
The one who handed us fire?
The thief who stole it from the gods?
He is an amplifier.
Poor guy's getting his liver eaten every day and then regenerating.
Prometheus.
What's worse, getting your ether every day or having to eat liver every day?
Getting your own liver pecked out of your body by a bird sounds significantly worse than eating liver. But
I don't like liver.
All right, let me
man,
just,
you really don't
let
like
Let me get
liver.
This thing out of here before I meet you. Prometheus is a silver level amplifier. What does that mean? That means Prometheus gives us $5 a month. What does that $5 a month do? Well, it goes into the Amplifier Fund. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. The idea is that his $5 goes to get this program on more radio stations. We're on something like 180 radio stations nationwide in the U.S. We're also on the Internet. We're on some satellite somewhere. We're a podcast. We were doing that before podcasts were even a thing. So there's a number of ways for you to listen. But any money coming in through the Amplifier program over at amps.freetalklive.com goes to getting this program onto more radio stations and otherwise helping to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the topics, the perspective of liberty freedom and prosperity and peace that we bring, then please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Prometheus. We appreciate you and your contribution to this show.
Say, does he pay in fire coin?
So whenever I was growing up, one of my siblings had discovered soap operas, right?
And oh, man.
And they were really into General Hospital. So we're talking like, I don't know, mid-80s, right? 82 to 86 or something.
I'm a big Hudson-like fan.
And so because I was the youngest, I didn't get to watch whatever I wanted. Whoever was oldest, they were in charge. They got to watch whatever they wanted, right? And so, you know, I would annoy them until I got my way, or I would leave the room and go find something else to do.
Sick days from school, watching soap operas
with
grandma.
Yep, all that. And so so I, you know, nothing else to watch, would just sit there and sometimes watch this General Hospital with my sister. And they had this sort of subplot of like a spy syndicate where somebody was a member of some shadow organization or whatever. And the thing that they were after or trying to find that they couldn't find was this thing called the Prometheus Disc.
Okay.
Ooh.
And it was at that point that I said, you know, if I ever have kids, I'm going to name my kid Prometheus. And, of course, you know, my sister's like, that's right, Jack.
I promise you've kept to this day.
But I've had no kids, so, like,
I promise you've kept to this day.
But she just thought that was the most ridiculous thing. And then...
Well, remember, if it's a daughter, name her Promethea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Like, some years ago, like, while I was here, like, after I moved here, I saw something somewhere. It might have been, like, a list of, like, potential draft prospects for the NFL or some other list of like athletic sports type people. I don't know.
The weird names of people getting drafted.
Somebody was named Prometheus, and I went, aha! I'm not the only one who thought that that was a good first name for me.
It is an awesome name.
So, yeah, take that, sister. I know she's not listening.
Soap operas are generally as hard to get into as like Doctor Who. They've just gone on for so long, there's no way to find a starting point.
Well, but no, a soap opera has no self-contained units. Like, a soap opera is all self-referential. It's all of it, referring to other episodes. There are Doctor Who episodes that are self-contained.
That's true. And also, I find Doctor Who easier to get into than the soap operas.
Where do you start?
Just start anywhere. Okay. It doesn't matter. They recap it all for you anyway.
Okay.
In the show, like even if there's something you don't understand, you're like, I wonder what that was
about.
It's
been on since the '60s.
If you just go online, like, what was that about? Oh yeah, there we go. I get it. Right.
So you gotta do research.
You have to bust out the magic rectangle and spend 2 seconds looking up something you don't understand.
Hey, I think you're underestimating his laziness.
Yeah.
You have to bust out the magic rectangle and spend 2 minutes looking up something that you don't understand.
Again. Remember who you're talking to.
You have to pick up the magic rectangle and go, okay, Google, what is this obscure Doctor Who reference?
That's a little better.
That's the thing. All the, you know, the inside stuff is just...
Move my thumb.
I think it's significant.
I have a tiny apartment. I have multiple Alexa devices. I don't even care.
I think it's
that guy.
It's significantly easier to get into Doctor Who.
Walk over there and ask Alexa something?
I walk in my door, and I give the command, and like all the lights go on. I can see my way through the house. I leave all the lights on until I get to bed, and then I just tell her to turn off all the lights. It's amazing.
Are you a Herkel Dirkler?
No, I'm not.
Oh. I figured you would be.
No, we talked about this. Mm-hmm. I get up like when my alarm goes off, and I get ready for my day, and then I return to the bed to like do things.
Should you have no day to get to?
Well, today I had no day to get to until like 3 o'clock this afternoon. And
did you Herkel Dirkle?
No, I got out of bed, and I went and got my day ready for the most part.
I totally Herkel Dirkled.
Yeah.
Alarm went off at 9. I'm like, you know what? Anywhere to be at 9.
I may have Herkel-Dirkled a bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I had, like, absolutely nothing to do to get ready for.
Okay. Let's circle back to the rest of this IRS story, where they are going to be sending out some 30 million new tax forms to people who have generated more than $600 in sales through
gross sales
through side work activities, if you will, stuff like eBay, PayPal, Amazon, etc., and so on. Anything more than $600.
It didn't even occur to me that like selling your stuff was a thing that they're like, oh, nope, you sold too much stuff.
Yeah, well, so, that should be a thing, because, I mean, that shouldn't be have occurred to you, because that's every store does that. They collect the sales tax and they pass it on.
So, I'm sorry, as a result, many taxpayers who've never received this Form 1099-K will receive them this year, according to a November 15th report by the U.S. Government Accountability Office.
Does that mean they can't use the 1040-EZ form because it's more complex than that?
I believe that is the case, but I'm not sure.
That's going to irritate a lot of
people. They're going to have to use the 1040 form with the 1099-K supplemental.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not a tax attorney. Don't quote me on any of this.
I got it.
Just so number one, I would not suggest doing your own taxes ever under any circumstances.
Really?
It is a bad plan. Like, number one, you are on the hook legally in a way that you're not on the hook legally if you get a tax professional.
I used to do that when I was using the 1040 EZ. I would fill it out myself. I would do all the math myself. And then I'd go down to, you know, insert tax preparation company here. And I would be like, want to make sure I'm not wrong and, you know, there's anything I missed or whatever. And they would, like, I literally went through them for no reason other than an extra layer of insulation between myself and the auditing.
So,
but my thought would be like, couldn't you just, and again, I don't know what I'm talking about here. Couldn't you just, like, include I sold this on eBay in the line where it asks you how much you made that year?
Different income.
Oh, so because it's a different income than your job, it's... Oh, brother.
Right. So, and I will say this to your point and to your point, Kevin, because this was like advice that I got from my mom.
Okay.
And we generally know
Thank
this
you,
as well. Right, thanks, Mom. It's not. I don't know if it's great advice, so I don't know if anyone should take the advice. But she said, just fill it out. They already know the answer. If you get it wrong, they will send it back and tell you what to correct.
Yeah, I mean, really deep down, this is the one activity that school prepared us for.
Right. So if you're worried about them, like, oh, no, they're going to audit me if I get it wrong.
Yeah.
The likelihood is not quite an audit. Right. But sure enough, I filled it out. I made a mistake. They sent it back. They told me what to correct. I fixed it and I sent it back off. And Mom goes, like, told you. I go, all right, well, why does anybody bother doing this then?
Yeah. Well, because because they need your submission.
I got it, right.
Like, number one, they want you to submit to them mentally, spiritually, emotionally.
Yep.
Number two, they want not just your profits, like they printed those dollars. They can get all the dollars. No, they want you to offer your physical labor to them.
Dance, monkey, dance.
No, yeah. I get it. I came to those conclusions later.
Yep.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if you're concerned about getting it wrong, the likelihood is they're not gonna come down with the harshest of penalties if your average everyday Joe Schmuck filling out a 1040 EZ, right, and you missed a number here. They'll just send you the correction, and average American will fix it, send it back in. Generally, no big deal.
Yeah, but how ridiculous is it that they know the answer?
That's the part that bothers me.
Well, that depends.
And it should bother everybody that's listening. And then
they know.
Well, no, that depends. If you see the government as a good thing that performs good services, if you see it as the core and center of our civilization, then yeah, that makes no sense. If you see it for what it is, which is a domineering prick that demands obedience from everyone at all times, no matter how ridiculous its whim, well, then it totally makes sense why they know that the answer is this, but they need you to guess.
Right. They need violence to gain your compliance.
Right.
And the only way for them to gain your compliance is to put you in a situation where they can threaten you with the violence.
Right. And they feed on your anxiety. They want you every year to fear them.
Yeah.
That feeling of fear is just as important as anything else.
I wonder if they sponsored the Beatles.
Well, that's
that song about the tax man.
That fear is also why they're threatening people with the $600 nonsense.
Right.
Right. Oh, aware, $600 or more, you're going to have new forms to fill out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, people's internalized anxiety toward them is essential to ruling them.
For example, some taxpayers may not know how to calculate profit or loss in these situations. Some may not understand the information reported on the form. This puts them at risk of inaccurately reporting their income to the IRS or not meeting their tax obligations. Theirs, oh, I'm sorry, the IRS calculated that the new rule would result in 44 million form 1099-Ks being filed in 2024 alone, which is an increase of roughly 30 million.
I wouldn't test this theory in court, but I generally believe filling out their form is a 16th Amendment violation.
Okay, sure.
Or whatever.
It's certainly a violation of consent.
Well, it's unpaid labor, right? It's slavery to do work for them that you didn't agree to do.
Especially
if they know the answer.
The tax agency...
16th or 13th, I don't remember which
one. The tax agency, quote, does not have a plan, unquote.
Oh, that one's 13th, I think.
Okay.
I don't know why they put does not have a plan in quotes, but they did. The tax agency, quote, does not have a plan, unquote. Does that mean they do have a plan? To analyze these data and to support its enforcement and outreach activities. This limits its understanding of changes in taxpayer burden, the GAO said. We know what the GAO is, right? The U.S. Government Accountability Office,
yes.
Which does nothing to get any more accountability for anybody in government office. Information returns are filed by third parties like employers, businesses, banks, and include W-2 forms for employee wages and Form 1099-K filled by payment networks. IRS compliance programs use this information on these returns to identify potential fraud, never mind that the whole entire thing is fraud,
yep,
and noncompliance amongst tax victims. I'm sorry, taxpayers. That's what it says here.
Well, some people are taxpayers and some people are tax victims. Those people that Peekless mentioned earlier that love to pay the government or appreciative of all the government services, I would voluntarily give more to the government and please government tax me more. Right? Those people are not victims.
Yeah. Well, so I'd say that the argument around the involuntary servitude thing is that, well, you didn't have to make any money.
Well, I also don't have to fill out the form. Like, I can, the voluntary part.
No. Once you made money, that was your agreement to fill out our tax forms.
Nope.
I
don't recall ever agreeing to fill out any forms.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know, the basic legitimacy of government.
You were saying that it's a violation of
the 13th Amendment. Now, the 13th Amendment's part of government, so if you're going to argue on those grounds, you have to take it as a given that government is not itself a violation.
Understood. I also stipulated that I would not test that theory in court. So if you're
If
you're taking my words, you're like, I'm going to do the Constitution, we're going to take this to Supreme Court.
Oh, no, they're pretty explicit in most courts that they will not see constitutional arguments.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
You are literally banned from bringing it up during trial in most trials.
Yep. I've heard that before like traffic stuff.
Wow. I'm not surprised.
Either way, right, it's labor that you were performing for the state that you were not getting paid for because you had no agreement with them on how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, and it's extracted under the threat of force. So straight up slavery.
Right. And if you had a chance to bill them, right, it should be for whatever your tax burden in their eyes is.
Right.
Or if they're like, you owe us $2,000. Well, it costs you $2,000 for me to fill out this form. It's a break even.
That is actually legal.
Well, then do it.
Yeah, now, there are in fact, some people, that's how they fill out their tax forms. I don't know if it works or not, but, I mean, filling your tax forms out perfectly doesn't work either, so there's that. But there are people who fill out their tax forms, and then as part of it, they include the billable time that they spent filling out their tax form, and wouldn't you know it, it comes to, like, 90% of what I owe you.
Okay.
Or 110%. So
no, I think that they reject it if it's more than 90%. I don't know why. But they're like, okay, you got to give us something.
Because some jerk like us was like, hey, check this out.
So the suggestion is you can reduce your tax burden 90% just by sending them a bill?
In theory.
Okay. Well, you said it works. So.
I mean, you can reduce your tax burden 100% through several varieties of ways.
Well, but this would be within their system playing by their rules.
Yeah, they seem to accept that, I have heard.
Okay. If you know, call the number.
Right.
We're not necessarily tax advisors. I know I'm not. Are you? Are you?
I advise against them.
I do, too. The article continues, the IRS lacks centralized leadership.
Good.
Lie. To make strategic decisions related to the use of information returns across the agency. For example, IRS has not analyzed information returns comprehensively to determine if the returns characteristics, e.g. deadlines, meets IRS needs. The IRS has needs, apparently. While information returns support multiple IRS compliance programs, no office is responsible for coordinating these efforts. I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, what's the implication? If they can't enforce it and they can't coordinate it,
why fill it out?
Yeah, why fill it out?
That's a really confusing statement. No office is responsible for coordinating these efforts.
Yet they're going to send 30 million of these forms. Who coordinated that?
Right?
Got to be the office of the IRS.
You mean, like, is there an office external to the IRS that coordinates the IRS?
No, we're the office that sends the form out. You're looking for the office that receives the forms back in.
Or the office that enforces you filling the form out.
Totally different department. That's a totally different office. That one's down the street where they do the firearms training in wheelchairs.
Isn't the House Ways and Means Committee the House W-E-I-G-H-S, not W-A-Y-S?
I thought it was W-A-Y-S.
Okay, then they got it right.
Okay.
Commenting on the GAO report, again, that's the, what is it? The government...
Accountability Office?
Accountability Office, yes, thank you. Which, of course, does nothing to make government more accountable. Commenting on the GAO report, the House Ways and Means Committee criticized Democrats for burdening everyday Americans with this new tax rule. Thanks to Democrats, more Americans who mow lawns or sell concert tickets and use couches through Venmo or PayPal will have those transactions scrutinized by the IRS starting in January 2024, thanks to a lower reporting threshold for IRS Form 1099-K, said a November 16th press release from the committee. The GAO report shows that the IRS will send at least 30 million new 1099-K tax forms to American mailboxes come January, even though the agency has no plan on what to do with the new information, and it is unlikely most Americans will understand how to fill them out.
Oh, can we please overburden their call numbers? As soon as you get one, what is this?
No, if you get one,
what am I supposed to do?
If you get one, make a bunch of copies of it, and then like fill it out like under other people's names and stuff, right? And then you know when you go to drop them all in the mail, right? Just make up a bunch of names like you would if you were trying to get the 10 records for a penny out of the old KTEL club, right? You know what I mean? You're like, oh, my name is Bob Jones, and I'm Jim Smith, and I'm Richard Cranium, or whatever, right?
So number one, I'm sure that you just advised that they break federal law. Number two...
I'm not advising this. I'm a comedian.
Oh, okay. Number two, would you use the same Social Security?
No, you'd have to make one up.
Ah, there you go.
Or even,
this doesn't match our records.
Yeah, or even just put, like, all sixes or something. You know what I mean? Like, you know, all they're going to do is toss them, right? So, yeah.
Well, no, I assume that they would at least look to see if such an individual existed.
It would probably end up in such a way that, like, if you filled one out with a fake name, John Smith, and you just made up some willy-nilly Social Security
number or
whatever. You're
going to get some Mexican fruit picker in trouble.
That, like, you're going to get some poor bastard into more trouble.
We're talking about a bureaucracy of truly Kafkaesque proportions. There's no telling what the effect of that action would be. Like, are you going to get some random person in trouble? Are you going to, in fact, so overburden their system that you cause a fire in the building?
Like, it's already overburdened.
We literally have no idea what the effect of that would be.
The fact that they have no idea what they're going to do with these forms once they get returned by whomever decides to return it.
Here's the thing that
they're
used
already
to work.
Overburdened.
Here's the thing that used to work. If you wanted to, mail something, U.S. mail, and you didn't have postage, what you would do is you would put the address that you want it to go to in the return address area. And then you would also put the address you want it to go to in the to address area.
Oh.
And then drop it in the mailbox. Because guess what? They're going to return that mail to the address in the return address area.
Did that actually work?
I'm just saying it used to be a thing that worked.
Because I considered it, but I was going to put, like, their name in the return address and my name, so that if it got delivered to the right place, at least I got it back and could try it again.
Ah, so my point in mentioning this is it would be possible to sort of overwhelm the system with just blank mail-in forms. You don't have to fill anything out.
Okay.
Just print off a bunch of copies, fold them, put it in an envelope. You ain't got to spend any postage if that works.
Yep.
Right? Drop a bunch of them in the mail. See what happens, right? As a form of activism, that sounds like, what do we call it, overwhelming the system?
Monkey wrenching?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You've got to lay your body on the levers, right? All that kind of thing?
Man, all right.
Just thinking.
It's an idea.
You know, I have ideas from time to time. It is one.
I got to say, of the government agencies to pick a fight with, post office is not high on my list.
Well, you're not picking a fight with the post office. You're picking a fight with the IRS. Right. You're just using the tool. You're using a workaround in the post office to do it more inexpensively.
It's a hack, if you will, a post office hack.
Ah.
Right. I've considered it. I've never tried it. But it was always on my mind. If they'll send it return to sender.
Are these new forms that people are supposed to fill out, are they coming out with like self-addressed stamped envelopes? I'm sure stamped would be, you know,
They have put the burden on like PayPal, Venmo, Amazon, these types of companies to send these forms to the people. So, for example, I know somebody who their landlord accepts rent via Venmo. Now, if you read the terms and conditions of Venmo, Venmo very explicitly says Venmo is not for accepting rent if you're a landlord or whatever. But they do it anyway because it's convenient, it's fast, it's simple, right? Venmo's not going to get in any trouble because they're like, clearly it's
hey, we told them not to.
Clearly it's not.
And if for some reason the IRS gives you a return envelope, postage paid, attach it to a brick because they get the bill later.
Or at least something nice. Not.
That's how that works.
At least something not in IRS form, right?
I've decided to pay my taxes in lead bearing.
The heavier, the better, right? If you can find a rock on the street, the better, because then there's no cost to you. But they will get the bill for that weight's worth of postage.
Well, we are out of time. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you, Piglets, for joining me tonight. Thank you to all of our callers. And, of course, and most importantly, all of our listeners. If you've missed any part of Free Talk Live, find the archives over at freetalklive.com so you can listen back to the program and the parts you missed. Thanks. Peace.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.